This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute?
If you like to wind down with a drink, you've perhaps also rationalized the act with this oft-repeated claim.
You don't have to feel guilty about imbibing a little red or white. In small amounts, it is good for your heart.
But a new study finds that alcohol's supposed benefit may in fact only be available to certain people who happen to have the right genes. Researchers studied 600 Swedish men and women with heart disease and compared them to some 3,000 healthy volunteers. They asked the subjects about their drinking, measured their blood cholesterol, and sequenced each subject's version of a gene that governs the transport of cholesterol to the liver. Turns out moderate drinking, a couple drinks a day, appeared to lower heart disease risk overall by 20%. But subjects who had a specific variant of that cholesterol transport gene and tipped back a few, they had an 80% reduction in heart disease risk. And the gene variant isn't protective by itself, only when combined with booze. The results appear in the journal Alcohol. Unfortunately, only about 15% of us have this variant. Study author Dag Tella of the University of Gothenburg says that past studies, which found what looks statistically like a slight heart benefit of moderate drinking in large populations, could actually just be detecting this huge alcohol benefit in the small, lucky gene group, while the vast majority of drinkers get no benefit at all. So, any message here for drinkers?
In my view, there is not, and not at this time. It's far too early to say anything.
The study's too small, he says, and has to be repeated. However,
most of my friends, they claim that they drink moderately, but when I look at them, I see there is quite a large variation.
Before you order that next round, you might want to take that idea to heart.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.